Welcome back. Today we're going intermediate. Jungle role validations in Ableton Live using only stock devices. No third-party plugins, and we're not leaning on the same one-trick fill every time. The goal is to build a small toolkit of role types you can actually drop into Reedle drum and bass arrangements, transitions, second drops, little turnarounds, all of it. Quick mindset shift before we touch anything. A jungle role is not just fast notes. It's groove plus tension plus variation. If it's only speed, it'll sound like a sewing machine. If it has dynamics, accents, and a little bit of texture control, it turns into that momentum building, here we go moment. All right, set your project tempo to drum and bass territory, 170 to 176 BPM. Let's pick 174 so we're in the pocket. Now create three tracks. First, a MIDI track called Drums. We're going to put a drum rack on it. Second, an audio track called Break for a loop you can chop. Third, we'll group them together into a group called Drum Bus. So select Drums and Break, group them, and name the group Drum Bus. That group is going to be where our roll glue and our send tricks can live. Now, on the drums track, load a drum rack. We're building what I call a roll core. One impact snare, one ghost snare, and one bright layer like a hat or ride to give the roll speed and sparkle. On pad A1, load your main snare. Choose something tight with a short tail. Rolls get messy fast, and long tails turn into a cloud. On A-sharp 1, put a ghost snare. You can literally duplicate the main snare and just turn it down, or pick a softer rim or lighter snare sample. Then on C-sharp 2, load a closed hat or a ride tick, something that can be quiet, but adds motion when the roll ramps up. Now let's process inside the drum rack with stock devices, because this is where you keep rolls loud without turning them into mush. On the main snare chain, at EQ 8 first, high pass around 120 Hz, steep, like 24 dB per octave. If it's boxy, dip a bit around 300 to 500 Hz. If it needs crack, a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Then add drum bus. Keep it tasteful. Drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch optional, like 0 to 10, only if you want texture. Leave boom off for rolls most of the time. Boom can smear the rhythm. Then add saturator. Soft sine mode. Drive maybe 2 to 6 dB. Turn on soft clip. That soft clip is your safety net for roll peaks. On the ghosts there chain, add auto filter. High pass it somewhere between 250 and 500 Hz. Give it a gentle resonance, around 0.7 to 1.2. The ghost layer should be fluttery and light, not a second full snare punching you in the face. On the hat chain, add EQ 8 and high pass it anywhere from 400 to 800 Hz depending on the sample. Then add redux very subtly, bits around 10 to 12, downsample around 1.2 to 2.0. The point isn't lo-fi. The point is a tiny bit of grit so the roll reads on smaller speakers. One important coaching note here, separate impact from texture. Your main snare is the impact layer. Ghosts, hats, and later break slices are texture and movement. If you try to make every layer hit, the roll gets wide and flat instead of urgent. Cool. Now let's program the classic roll. Create a 1-bar MIDI clip on drums. Put your main snare on beats 2 and 4, the normal backbeat. Now, in the last half of the bar, add 16th notes on the main snare or split them between main and ghost. Either works. The difference is, main snare 16th-hs sound more aggressive, ghost-led 16th-hs sound more hands on a drum, lighter and quicker. Now the key move, velocity shaping. Open the velocity editor. Draw a ramp for the 16th notes. Start around 40 to 60, and rise toward 90 to 110 by the end. You want it to feel like it's leaning forward into the next section. And here's where it turns from fill into jungle. Add ghost notes between some of the roll notes, not all of them. Keep ghost velocities low, like 15 to 45. Think of it like this. The roll is saying ar-ar-ar-ar-ar, not ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. Also, pick a clock for the roll. Decide if it's grid tight, pushed early, or laid back late. In live, you can nudge selected MIDI notes with Alt or Option plus the arrow keys. Try nudging the last 2 to 4 hits a few milliseconds early. It can sound more aggressive without even changing velocity. That's a huge pro move. Next variation, the triplet roll. This is the secret jungle sauce because it creates tension against straight two-step. In your MIDI clip, set the grid to 1/12 so you're on triplet 16th-hs. In the last two beats, program a snare roll using that 1/12 spacing. Keep velocities lower overall than the straight 16th-hs, because triplets get busy fast. If you want extra movement, use groove pool. Grab a stock groove like swing 16-65, but commit likely 10 to 25%. The goal is a hint of turnover, not drunken timing. Now you've got straight rolls and triplet rolls. Next, we build the riser style roll, accelerating density. Method is MIDI density ramping over the last bar before an impact. Start with 8th notes, then move to 16ths, then finish with 32ndes in the final quarter. Or for jungle flavor, end on 1/24 triplets instead of 1/32. Then do a small velocity ramp up so it feels like pressure building. Now add an auto filter on the drums track itself, say to high pass. Automate it from maybe 200 Hz up to 1 or even 2 kHz over the ramp. And automate resonance slightly up, say from 0.7 to 1.3. That high pass sweep is basically your lift control. It makes the roll feel like it's taking off without actually getting way louder. Method B is audio resample and warp, which is amazing when you want something that feels edited rather than sequenced. Resample your drums to audio, freeze and flatten, or record onto a new audio track. Warp the roll region. Set warp mode to beats, then automate preserve from 1/16 to 1/32 using the clip envelope. Add tiny fade-ins to avoid clicks. This creates that intensifying chopped vibe without needing any third-party stutter tools. Next, Varidation. A stutter roll FX that's clean and controllable using stock devices. Yes, beat repeat is stock, but we're going to build a different option so you're not dependent on one device. Create a return track and name it roll FX. On it, load simple delay. Term link off. Set left to 1/16, right to 1/12. That offset is the jungle spice straight on one side, triplet on the other. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Dry/wet to 100% because it's a return. After that, put auto filter, high pass around 400 to 800 Hz so the delay doesn't cloud your low mids, then saturator with drive around 3 to 8 dB, soft clip on, then gate, set the threshold so it chops the delay tail and returns to silence between hits. Now, automate the send from your drum bus or from the snare to this return just for the last one or two beats of a phrase. This is a big arranging tip. Don't leave it on. Make it appear as an event. That makes it feel intentional and exciting. Now let's go to the break slice roll. Amen style character, but fast. On your break audio track, drop in a break, right-click and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use transient slicing. Ableton will build a drum rack full of slices. Now you can program micro slices like a roll. You can trigger a single snare-ish fragment at 1/16 or 1/32, or alternate between 2 or 3 adjacent slices for motion. That alternating is what makes it feel like a real break being played, not just repeated. To tighten it up, go inside that slice rack, add drum bus on key slices, drive 5 to 10%, transients up around +10 to +30, then EQ 8. High pass 120 to 200, dip a little mud around 250 to 450 if needed. Add utility and keep low stuff controlled mono below about 120 Hz if the break has rumble. Now, teacher note, after you build any roll, meter check the groove. Loop two bars, the bar before and the bar with a roll. Ask yourself, can I still clearly hear where 2 and 4 live? If the backbeat stops reading, the roll is too dense, too loud, or too full spectrum. The fix is usually simple. Filter the non-hero layers, reduce hit count, or pull back the ghost velocities. Let's talk arrangement, because rolls are only cool if they land in the right place. Try this 16-bar blueprint, bars 1 through 8, main groove. Add tiny variations every 2 bars, nothing huge. At the end of bar 8, last one beat, do a short 1/16 roll, lower velocity, subtle. Bars 9 through 15, intensify the groove, maybe add a ride or brighter hat layer. Then bar 16, full accelerating roll, and automate send to your roll FX return, then hit the impact. Think of it like questions and answers. Bar 8 asks, bar 16 answers. Now let's level up with a few advanced variations you can build from the same rack. First, the flam ladder roll. Program a normal 1/16 roll for the final beat or two. Duplicate only the last 4 to 6 notes onto the ghost snare. Nudge those ghost notes 5 to 15 milliseconds earlier than the main hits. Keep their velocity low, like 20 to 45. The result sounds like frantic hands, not a sequencer. Second, the 3 over 4 accent trick. Keep the roll straight 1/16, but accent every third hit, so you're creating a hidden pattern inside the stream. Accents loud, non-accents quiet. It pulls like triplets while staying on grid, which is exactly why it feels like jungle tension. Third, call and response. Instead of one continuous roll, do a short snare burst, then let break slices chatter, then another snare burst. You get excitement without turning everything into a wall of sound. Fourth, a negative roll. Keep the snare sparse, but add very quiet 1/32 hat ticks, then automate a high cast so those ticks become audible right at the end. It feels like acceleration, but you didn't actually spam the snare. And a final sound design tip for clean loudness. Put multiband dynamics on the drum bus, and automate the amount so it increases only during the last beat of the roll. Moderate compression in the mid-band can make rolls feel denser and louder without wrecking your master headroom. Also, stereo discipline. Keep the main snare mostly mono. Automate utility width down to 0-30% during the roll if it gets messy. Then let the return delay or reverb be wide instead. Center hit, wide tail. That's how you get size without blur. Let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid them fast. Number 1. Machine gun velocity. If every hit is 127, it's going to sound like a typewriter. Number 2. Low mid buildup. Roll stack energy. High pass ghosts and hats. Number 3. No space before impact. Sometimes the roll hits harder if you cut drums for an eighth or a quarter note right before the drop. Number 4. Overlayering. Pick a hero layer. Number 5. No transient control. If it's loud but not punchy, increase transients with drum bus or shorten decay. Now your mini practice assignment. Make a 4-bar drum loop and add 3 different roll endings. End of bar 2, 1/16 roll with a velocity ramp from about 50 up to 100. End of bar 3, triplet 1/12 roll with subtle swing around 10-15%. End of bar 4, accelerating roll from 1/8 to 1/16 to 1/32, plus send automation to your roll FX return. Rules. Stock devices only. Keep the main snare controlled with a high pass around 120 Hz and soft clip if needed. Then bounce it and slash be it. The question is, do the rolls add energy without flattening the groove? If you want a tougher homework constraint that forces real skill, do 16 bars using one snare sample only. Bar 4 ends with a flam ladder, bar 8 ends with a 3/4 accent roll, bar 16 does call and response with sliced break, and for each roll, automate exactly one parameter filter frequency, utility width, or return send amount different one each time. Then resample and remove one or two hits that feel too even. That little cleanup is where programmed becomes played. That's the full toolkit. Classic 16 THS, triplet tension, accelerating ramps, send-based stutter energy and break slice character built entirely with Ableton stock tools. This audio version is shortened for playback.